Hello, all you Jetheronians.
Hello, welcome to 35.
Episode 35.
Yay.
We are so excited to be here today.
Like every day.
Like every day.
Yeah.
We're always excited.
Because we get to talk to all of you guys.
Yeah. We get to sit here and just talk and drink wine. It's our favorite things to do in the whole world.
It really is.
It really is.
I mean, does it get better than that?
We plan a whole trip around talking and drinking wine every year.
We really do.
We do.
Yes. And yeah. We extend it by a day every year.
Yes, we do. Pretty soon it'll be a week, I'm sure.
I can't wait for that. That's probably actually, we're going to bump it from, is it 4 to 5 days? So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's five.
5 days, 4 nights, 5 days.
Yep.
So we'll just bump from 5 to 7, just make it good there.
Yeah. Because maybe then we'll have enough time to do everything. We seem to never have enough time to do everything.
No, we don't.
Yeah. We're always running out of time.
With everything we do, because we have too much fun together. So we're drinking a Riesling from where? Where are we drinking?
You know, I don't remember. The bottle. It's one we bought in Coeur d'Alene. I don't remember.
Studio 101.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Or was it 107?
It might be 107.
I don't remember.
It's some 100 something studio.
Yeah. And yeah. So we
and it's
it.
A Riesling from there.
I actually forgot I had it and I just found it the other day.
It's fantastic.
Here we are drinking it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we ching?
Yeah, we should.
So today our topic, since we always are running out of time,
yes,
is time travel.
Mm-hmm.
So where would you, if you could possibly like go back in time, where would you visit? If you could go forward in time to see what happened, would you?
Yeah. And then with the new movies that are, you know, have come out over time, and plus the one that just came out with the Avengers, the Endgame.
Yep.
Which way do we believe in the time travel? Mm-hmm. Because in the new one, they're saying that doesn't matter if you go back in time. You can't change it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. And I don't think I believe that.
I don't believe that either. If you really go back and alter something, I more like believe like the Back to the Future thing.
Me too.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, me too.
That was kind of movies with the time machine.
I believe that that's probably, you know,
yes,
the most accurate. Not that I know anything about space-time continuum, but,
yes,
you know.
Have you seen that commercial with the little boy?
And then
with
Doritos,
yes. And the cardboard box.
Yes.
Yeah. That one's great.
That one's really good.
Yes. I think about that one every time someone brings up time travel. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just
need
a bag of Doritos.
Yeah. That's all you need. And a cardboard box.
So where would be the first place you time travel?
Oh, let's see. If I could go anywhere and I was certain that I could come back and then I would not be harmed in any way.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
I have thought about this before.
I'm seeing this.
I would love to go like to some really famous historical events. Like go back to ancient Greece.
Yes.
Or like Egypt when the pharaohs ruled or stuff like that, you know, just to see what it was
like
really
invisible,
like.
So no one can do anything to you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, just so you
That'd
can actually
cool.
see what it was really like.
So that's more like... What is that? Something Ted, Most Excellent Adventure, when they go through time and they do all the historic.
They do all that. But they could get hurt.
They could get hurt and they did.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And just to go back and witness different things happening.
That's really cool.
You know, and I would so take my phone and take pictures.
Oh, yeah. And bring them back.
And have them printed and make a scrapbook.
Of course you would. That would be awesome.
Where would you go?
I'm trying to think. Mine's nothing cool like that. Like, I'd like to go back first year Disneyland came out open.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be really cool to see that. It'd be really cool to see a few, like, bands that the lead singer died. A lot of lead singers die.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
What?
I think they make a pact with the devil. And that's why they're so good for so long when most of them don't make it till they're 30. They die in their 20s.
Like Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They're that phenomenally good that quick. And then boom, gone.
And then gone.
Because it's always a drug overdose, it seems like.
Yep.
Which I think, you can prove that happened. But what if it was the devil that made them take it?
Yeah. You never know. We'll never know. Well, eventually we might know.
Well, someday we might know.
Yeah.
We haven't made a deal with Crossroads. That's why we're not big.
Yeah, that's why we only have 10 subscribers right
now. Thank
you. But,
thank you to all 10 of you.
Someday we might do that. Would you ever go back and talk to your younger self?
maybe a few instances.
A few times.
A few times. But yeah, those other instances I'm thinking of, you know, somehow probably molded me.
That's true.
To be what I am. But there was,
that's true.
My parents' favorite way of disciplining me was massively embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So instead of the typical grounding or taking stuff away from me, even when I was way younger, spanking, that just never happened.
No,
it was what is going to make, you know, her the maddest or affect her the most. And it was embarrassment, which I think might have backfired because I don't embarrass easy as an adult.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's because of the...
I can attest to that fact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, there was a lot of those. So those are the ones I'd want to take back. But then again, I think they made me very tough as an adult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's way better to go through life not caring what other people think.
Oh, for
about
sure.
What you're doing and
it
what you're saying.
Creates a lot less stress in your life.
Oh, my gosh.
For sure.
So I think that's fine. I'd love to go back and spend time with loved ones.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't know I was going to have such a short time with.
Yeah.
And maybe take more advantage of that.
Yeah.
So that would definitely be something on the list. But I think just getting to see cool places.
Oh, yeah. That aren't there anymore.
Like, what if we went back in time when the pioneers were discovering all the states and this state, Washington, wasn't Washington. It was Jether.
Oh,
the Jether state.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine?
That's what I'm saying. That's the kind of shit I would be doing.
I would go way back to like when the cavemen or the dinosaurs were still on the earth.
We could draw the Jether logo in there. What's our logo again? We don't have one yet, do we?
We sort of have one. Megan has to draw it one more time because I need her to redo it. But
I've had requests for us to change the buddy picture to us.
Oh, okay.
On the Jethers.
I'll see if I can figure out how to do that.
If we can't, we can't. But they're like, it would make more sense if it was your guys' faces and not a
big
fat
cat.
It
took me like 4 days to figure out how to get that picture up there.
You guys might be stuck with the fat cat, which we love cats.
But I will see if I can change that picture.
So maybe I would change Aaron moving to Florida.
I would change that.
We'd find a kick-ass place for them to do that here.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would change that in history. So they would be here.
Yeah.
Speaking of her, we do get to see her.
Yay.
We're so excited.
Like right after this, we get to go see Erin.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
I mean, she gets to eat yummy Mexican food because she never gets to.
Yeah. She doesn't have any place down there like up here. So
if you live in Florida and you're listening to this and you know otherwise of a good Mexican restaurant that you love, let us know so we can tell our...
Yeah, so we can pass it on.
What is it? Floridatonian?
Floridian.
Floridian?
Floridian, I think.
Sounds like a fluoride type thing.
We're like Washingtonians.
Washingtonians.
Up here. They're Floridians.
Floridians. Yeah, if you're Floridian.
Tell us where you get good Mexican food because we want to know.
Yeah, she lives pretty close to the water, so she's right on the
right on ocean. The beach there. So,
good Mexican restaurants would be great. Thanks for that.
Any suggestions would be super helpful. Would you go forward in time if you could?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Really?
I'm a cheater. Not like with games and stuff like that as much. A little bit, but not that bad. But like, okay, say like with The Bachelor and stuff like that, if I could trust the cheater thingies, I would so cheat on those and know the end of everything. You know how I like to know the end of the movies before we even go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would want to know, figure out everything, but that could backfire because if you found out exactly how you died.
Yeah. And what if it wasn't something you could change?
Yeah.
Then you know when you die.
And then, but
I don't think I want to know.
I don't think I want to know when I die, but it'd also be nice to know if I knew, say it's 20 years from now. I need to get everything and I want done. But we need to live like that anyway.
That's true.
That's what they say is people do not utilize their time correctly anymore.
No, we don't. We spend too much time doing stuff that's not important.
Like our phones. How much? I mean, if you spend 45 minutes looking at Facebook a day, I try not to do that. But if you do, what could you have been doing with that 45 minutes?
Yeah,
is what people are saying.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have making that contact with a friend, or you could have been out doing something fun, making a memory.
Yeah.
And
Because, you know, you're not going to remember looking on Facebook.
No.
In 20 years. You're not going to care about that.
No, it's, you know, the things you do. It's the experiences that you have in life that you're going to remember. The people that you choose to spend your time with. So we'll get all serious and we're going to advise you guys to try to do that more.
Yeah.
Take advantage of your life.
Stop looking at your phone. Drink more wine.
Yes.
And spend time with your family.
Yeah. Well, are we friends?
Yes. Well, friends that are family.
Yes. Oh, that's us.
That's us.
That is us.
So, yeah, I think that everybody should do more of that.
I would definitely have not gone to my first, if I could have seen the future, I would not have gone to the first training course with my dog.
Oh, for sure.
Which I think we've talked about on here. He has had 4 classes and my dog is phenomenal.
He is so well behaved now.
Only 4 classes in.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. That was totally worth it.
I know.
Totally worth it.
Thank you. I appreciate that because it wasn't a very inexpensive class. It wasn't outrageous, but it wasn't.
But you're going to be so glad
you did that. I'm so happy already with it. It's so awesome. So what else would you do for time traveling?
What I do? Would you like go back and see like what the lotto numbers were?
Yeah.
I think
I just got done saying I cheat.
I think I would do that.
I would also try to make myself be in something of power because I feel like if I was running the country, some people would be very unhappy, but I think for the overall, it would be much better.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think we'd be pretty fair.
I'd give tax breaks for people with X amount more animals.
Yeah, I think you should be able to claim that on your tax return.
Doesn't have to be as much as a kid.
No.
But you still are providing an animal a home that's not on the streets.
And you have to, and there's expenses associated with that.
I mean, there's vet bills and water and
food and
litter.
So much litter.
Goddamn litter and toys and treats. Yeah, it's a lot. Brushes.
Mm-hmm.
Little clippers. Yep. I mean, plus how many cat trees I go through a year.
And how often do you have to clean your house because of all the cat hair?
A lot.
See, that's your time that you could be spent with family, drinking.
And experiences.
Yeah.
This is true. So I would give tax breaks there. We already know I would test on inmates.
Yep.
No more animal testing. There'd be a lot of medical. Everybody could just, you know, figure if you want medical, have medical. You don't.
Well, I think I would not let hospitals and doctors charge what they charge.
Oh, I would put some stipulations there.
Yeah.
For sure.
I would put a cap on every single thing.
I'd probably put a lot of regulations on insurance companies too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because I did like a few of the things Obama did there. I just didn't like the fact that our free country was being told that you had to have medical.
Because
if I chose I didn't want to, I should be allowed to not to and just pay for millions of dollars out of pocket if I get sick.
Yeah.
That's my choice. If I want to do that, that's fine.
Yeah. I think that they've tried so hard to try to make laws around stupid people that they've dumbed down our country so bad. Trying to make sure that nobody accidentally hurts themselves or doesn't have something they need when any normal, intelligent person would be able to figure this out.
Yes.
But they dumbed it down for all the stupid people, and now everybody's lazy.
And everybody's sensitive.
And everybody's so sensitive.
Like, way too sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think we got away with a lot more shit in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, for sure. Then you can't say anything now.
No. No, and everyone flips everything around.
Yeah, yeah.
So that way you're offending somebody. And just so everybody knows, we don't want to offend anybody.
Mm-mm. No, and I've never said anything on purpose to offend somebody on purpose. No. Never.
No.
But just by being yourself, you can offend somebody.
Just
and that's offensive to me.
It is offensive to me, too, that it's like that. It doesn't even matter what color your skin is either.
It doesn't.
You could still be offensive to somebody.
Who cares? Did you see the Facebook picture of all the skeletons?
No.
So somebody posted this. It's a Facebook picture of just these skeletons hanging on a wall. And up above each one, it has, it says white, black, Asian, man, woman, like all this different stuff. and they're all exactly the same because it's just a skeleton.
Exactly.
But the very last skeleton doesn't have half of his legs, and at the top it says Lieutenant Dan. From Forrest Gump.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It was pretty funny. I'll see if I can find that and put it.
But that's a good one because it's basically just showing everybody y'all come from the same thing.
Yeah, everybody's same on the inside.
Yeah.
No, and why would you want to be like everybody else?
Exactly. Coming from someone who does look exactly like somebody else, it's
exactly.
not all that it's cracked up to be, you guys. No one wants to go through life. And there it's a 50-50 chance that they're going to get me correct.
That's true.
And it's about 100% chance that they're wrong. If they don't know me very well, they get it wrong almost every time.
Yeah. I did before I knew you.
This is you didn't know there was two of us.
Well, that's true. I didn't know there was two to start out with. And so that was also confusing.
That would be hard, especially when you think you're coming up to say hi to your friend and your friend then informs you that it's not them.
I'm not Heather. What? But I'm so confused right now.
She literally saw me about 10 minutes after that, though.
Like, oh, I just,
okay.
You're like, oh, I have a twin. I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. Now I get it.
We, like, almost twins should have that tattooed on their forehead. Oh. I am twin A. This is twin B.
Just FYI.
Yeah. There's two walking around.
Yeah.
That might be nice for the police, too.
It would be. It would be. Then they would, you know, but that's also good for you if you commit a crime.
It is. It does say it on my driver's license, twin.
Does it?
It has to.
Oh, my goodness. But still, they could never prove which one of you did it if all they have is DNA evidence.
No, not at all. I'd be scot-free.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Except I'm a horrible liar.
I know. You don't lie.
Mm-mm.
You tell the truth no matter what, which can be bad sometimes.
I see a piece of paper. Is it fucked up news time?
It's time for fucked up news.
My favorite part.
It's a short one. And today we're focusing on dumb criminals.
Oh, I like dumb criminals.
Dumb criminals.
There's a lot of them.
There are so many. I got to tell you. So many.
Those are
many.
Some of my favorite YouTube videos to watch. It's criminals. They're phenomenal.
So this happened in New York. Mount Morris, New York.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, there's a kitty trying to get in.
They got denied.
It was some thieves broke in to a Build-A-Burger restaurant, which I've never heard of.
Like Build-A-Bear, but with burgers?
Yeah, Build-A-Burger.
So you pick out your buns and stuff it?
I don't know.
Sounds like Build-A-Bear.
But that sounds like it. What it is.
Yeah.
Build-A-Burger restaurant, and they stole a cash register.
Oh.
And then they took the entire surveillance system that was in the restaurant, which was kind of smart because they knew they were going to be on it, right?
Yes. Yes.
And then they also stole a large bowl of macaroni salad.
They were hungry.
They're hungry. Yeah. So, but they must have, I don't know if they tripped an alarm or what happened, but the police were there fairly quickly.
Before they were gone?
No, they had left already.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They had walked down to something called the Greenway Trail, which is like a walking trail.
Okay.
There. And so they were on foot.
So they weren't driving.
No, they weren't driving. They were on foot and they were walking out on this trail.
With a big bowl of potatoes or pasta.
Macaroni salad. A cash register and a surveillance system.
That's a lot of shit to be carrying in your arms.
So there was three of them. There was three of them. They were all helping kind of carry all the shit.
Yeah.
So the police kind of went down there to look, and they started seeing stuff on the trail, like cash register parts,
uh-huh,
and surveillance system parts, rubber gloves, loose change, and a steady trail of macaroni salad.
So it's Hansel and Gretel.
Because they were eating it while they were walking. They were dropping it on the ground.
Yeah, very smart criminals.
Yeah, and they were taking turns eating it while they were escaping from stealing all this stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
nice last meal.
It was their last meal. So, obviously, the police caught up to them because they were on foot and they were dropping macaroni salad all over the place. And there was three of them. Matthew Sapetko, 34 years old. James Marulo, 35. And Timothy Walker, Jr., 23.
Okay, I was expecting them all to be about Walker's age.
Nope.
Of the 23.
Nope.
No, these are middle-aged people that have decided to eat potato salad and drop it.
And they just eat it. I mean, did they take a utensil? Were they just picking it up with their hands? What were they doing?
I'm picturing picking it up with their hands or doing the dog thing.
You think that...
Putting their whole head in the bowl.
You would think that you would have grabbed a plastic fork on your way out if you wanted to eat it.
It was Fran. They probably knew they tripped the alarm. They had to get out quick.
That's true. But they got arrested and charged with third-degree burglary, third-degree criminal mischief, and fourth-degree grand larceny.
Ooh.
Oh, and the 20-year-old got caught with some kind of drug, so he's getting charged for possession of a controlled substance.
Oh, that's too bad, buddy.
Yes. And the headline was, "Never trust the macaroni salad. It'll turn on you when you least expect it."
Well, it did. I mean, it led the police right to them.
I mean, how dumb do you have to be dropping it on the way? I mean, just, dude. Just at least get away a little bit before you start eating your freaking macaroni
salad. Like maybe run. And maybe don't be out in the open. You run to a secure building and then eat your macaroni salad.
Yeah. Maybe they were starving. Who knows?
They might have been.
They might have just, you know.
But if they were starving, you ditch the cash register.
Yeah.
And don't take the macaroni salad. You ditch the surveillance vehicle or equipment. Except for the tape. You grab
the tape out so you can't see it. And then you can get rid of it.
But these day and age, the surveillance videos are going right to like...
Right to the cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's... Yeah, you know all about that.
Yeah.
It's probably not a tape. It's probably nothing. Right. So why even waste the time of doing that? You just need to mask yourself up so you can't be noticed.
Not that we're telling you how to rob a restaurant.
Kind of sounds like we are. We're just saying how much smarter we are than these guys are.
Yeah.
If we were going to do it, which we're not going to
do.
There's no plan to do that.
If we were going to.
I mean, if this was the apocalypse. But then I don't think we'd be stealing. We'd be rummaging.
We wouldn't be stealing money if it's the apocalypse.
Well, no, because the money, we'd be stealing food.
Yeah, we'd be stealing food.
But
we'd be all over that macaroni salad.
But that's rummaging in an emergency.
That's true. That's true.
So I don't know if that counts.
What if it was like that movie, The Purge?
Oh, God.
Have you seen that?
Where they pretty much everybody's
killing. For one night, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. What would you do if you're allowed to do whatever? I'd probably be in a safe room.
I probably would be too, actually.
We'd be together with a bunch of wine.
We'd be together with a bunch of wine underground.
Rocking and crying. With our wine bottles in our hand.
Yeah.
Because if I was allowed to do anything I want, the last thing I want to do is kill somebody.
I know. I would never kill somebody.
I couldn't. I can't even kill a bug.
I know. That's very sad.
I mean, this year I had to kill ants for the first time.
Oh, see, I don't have a problem killing ants at all.
I'm starting to get better with it.
Because they're invaders.
But I don't have them anymore because I killed them.
They keep coming back. They will keep coming back.
I'm knocking because it's been 5 days.
Because.
And they have not been in my house in 5 days.
Well, so I had them, but it's only when it's really hot.
Did you know?
The temperature cooled off and now I'm not seeing them anymore.
Did you know that vinegar kills them on the spot? Just spray some vinegar
on
them.
Lots of stuff kill them on the spot. They just keep coming.
Oh. Well, I sprayed vinegar around all the perimeter of anywhere that I thought they could get into my house. And I keep spraying it because I'm OCD like that. So it's like four or five times a day. I keep going to the spot and spraying it.
Yeah.
And then I found their little hole and I dumped a half gallon of it down their hole.
Perfect. And vinegar's the best thing you could use too.
Because my dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I didn't want something lethal.
Yeah.
Because I need my dogs to go in their backyard.
Yeah. Vinegar works for lots of stuff.
It's like a miracle thing.
It is.
I have a friend that swears by drinking 2 tablespoons of it a day.
Oh, apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
Yep.
Yes.
A lot of people do that. It's nasty, though. I could not drink it.
That wine went quick.
It did. I'm nursing mine.
Well, I can't nurse
it. Like kind of, you know, spacing it out a little bit here.
Well, that was smart. We need a safe room.
Yeah, we do. I think we should dig a hole back here in the mountain. And have a safe room.
We'll put your dad on it.
Okay. I'll tell him.
We can dig the hole, but then I want cement.
We need to brick it in.
Okay. Brick will work.
Yeah, brick is easier, so I'll brick it in, but we need some kind of ventilation system.
A lot of ventilation systems, yeah. Because many options, because what if one fails?
Yeah, so we need to have a ventilation system. We need to have some kind of a water system.
And then, you know, I actually at Costco, they had those emergency food kits.
Yeah.
And they had them on sample one day, and Thor tried them. He tried, they had a biscuits and gravy and a chili mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And he said they were both phenomenal.
Really?
So we'll have to get some of those.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And then make sure we have power or something out there. Cause if I have to eat that stuff, I'm going to have some gut problems. Wonder if we could make some kind of a bathroom out there.
We'd have to have some kind of a bathroom.
Like a really deep porta potty. Oh yeah. God. Maybe we can get one of those incinerating toilets.
Maybe. Yeah, the composting toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's get one of those.
Okay, we'll get one of those.
Okay.
Okay.
And we can have like some solar panels set up outside.
Yeah, so we can have some power.
So that we can have power inside.
Yeah. So we'll have power.
We have to hide it though so nobody knows.
How about water?
We have to have some kind of water.
I mean, obviously a zillion gallons of water, but we can only have a small space.
Yeah.
How big is our little thing going to be for? How many people? Because we both have a lot of family we'd like take, but we have to cut it off at some point.
I know. So it's just, it can't be that big.
No.
The bigger it is, the more water you need.
And the more supplies we're going to need.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm probably just going to bring Thor.
And okay.
Patron.
So.
Maybe the other two dogs if I can hold on to one.
Okay.
Probably just, no cats. I mean, unless I can hold on to one of them. Well, if I can grab Burby.
You have to have litter boxes and all kinds of stuff.
I have an emergency kit with litter.
If we were in there, like realistically, how long of a span of time would we be stuck in there?
Well, if we thought a nuclear bomb went off, we're going to stay in there for 6 months.
Oh, it's more than that.
Oh, then we're staying in longer. I thought it was 6 months.
No, if a nuclear bomb goes off, you're in there for 100 years.
Wait, we have to die in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which way is better?
So here's the situation. If a nuclear bomb hits Seattle.
Okay.
We could probably just go into the shelter and die in there. But see, there's a bunch of other stuff going on. If a nuclear bomb is going to hit us directly, you might as well just die in the nuke blast because the radiation is going to kill you.
Regardless. Even in our bomb shelter?
So if you're in the bomb shelter, though, I mean, it can't be in the mountain for a nuke. It has to be like 10 floors down under the ground.
Then why are we building in the mountain?
This one is just to hide from people.
You're saying if the apocalypse happened.
Like for the purge or the apocalypse, like if a zombie apocalypse happened.
So the next house I buy, I'm buying a basement and we're digging below the basement.
Yeah. So nothing we build is going to stand a nuke blast.
Whatever. I'm on this shit now. Next house has a basement and I'm going down.
You have to dig a long
fucking
ways.
We're going down.
A long ways.
We're going to go down really far.
Yeah,
it's gonna
but we could build a fairly secure zombie apocalypse container for ourselves.
Okay.
Because that you could still go out maybe at night or something to scavenge for things.
So when Thor and Jeff go out to scavenge.
Yeah.
That works.
I'm the one with all the guns.
Okay.
So I would probably go out and scavenge.
Wait, I could make my bat like Lucille.
You see, you would have your bat. If it was zombies, you just hit him in the head.
Well, I'm going to make it like Lucille. Remember the show?
Yeah.
Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah.
My bat would become Lucille, so I'd get some barbed wire to wrap around that thing.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'd have a bat. Okay. I'd do decent out there.
Yeah, you would. You'd be awesome.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be shooting loudly.
Yes, you want to avoid that if at all possible.
You need a machete.
Yeah, or a sword.
Or both. Two swords. Like Leonardo.
Yes. Ninja Turtle. Two swords.
Yeah, two
they
swords.
Have to be super sharp.
I'm going to have a big machete and a bat.
There you go.
So
perfect.
I want a double fist.
And someone needs a bow and arrow.
Who can be trained on the bow and arrow?
Megan actually has a bow and arrow.
Can she shoot it?
But she actually isn't too bad.
Okay.
She'd have to practice, though.
She needs to shoot in the eye.
Yeah, right in the head.
Yeah.
Right in the head.
Yeah. We have to do brain shots.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we have this plan. We just need to put it into action.
I'm glad that we know what we're going to do for the zombie apocalypse because I was kind of worried about that.
I think about it daily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now we just have to put our shelter in plan.
So
how many bottles of wine? At least 200 or 300?
It would have to be like unlimited. We'd have to find a wine store, some storage.
Where it goes is in the basement.
You're right. You're right.
One of the wineries.
You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the wine in the basement already.
Exactly.
That's where we go.
That's where we would have our little shelter, hunker down for a couple days. And when our wine ran out, we get all of our weapons and all of our people in tow. And then we make the trip. We wouldn't have like a city we're going to. We're going to a winery.
It has to be a big wine cellar.
We're going up to Stamilts.
Okay.
Where their barrels are.
Yeah, where all the good shit is.
Uh-huh. Yep, we're heading there.
Well, now my mom was always under the belief that if the zombie apocalypse happens, you should get on a boat. Because zombies can't swim.
Wait, have you seen the other... So it's Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Well, they do the boat thing in the Fear of the Walking Dead.
Do they survive on the boat? Or do they go onto the land and then get killed?
Well, the problem is if they went overboard, the zombies don't die unless you hit them in the head, in their brain. So, yeah, they can't swim, but they're under the water. And they're alive.
You just don't go in the water.
Yes, but if you accidentally go into the water, they're there.
Well, don't be a dumbass and fall
seriously
off the boat.
I understand this. Believe me, that's the last thing I'm going to want to do is to fall in the water.
Yeah.
But in the Fear of the Walking Dead, they were able to swim. Every zombie movie is different because some of them, they can't run.
Right.
But then there was another one that we just watched and they were able to run. Like superhero run.
Fast, yeah.
Really like faster than the people.
Yeah.
So it's like, how the hell did that happen if you only have this little thing in your brain telling you to eat.
Yeah.
Brains.
I guess we'll find out when it happens.
It's not going to happen in our lifetime.
You don't think so?
It better not. A zombie apocalypse better never happen in my lifetime.
That is bullshit.
I don't like that. It's not happening in Megan's lifetime either.
That's just that. Yeah, that's not how we go.
No. I mean, it would be kind of... It kind of would be awesome because it's one of my favorite games is to shoot zombies and also aliens. Those are ones of my favorite ones. Yeah. So I'd have to learn how to shoot. But if I can shoot at those, I kick ass at those arcade games.
Oh, yeah. You do awesome.
So then I would do fine in real life shooting zombies. They're just headshots.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
One shot down.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping we have prepared you guys
for the future. I hope that everyone is thinking about zombie apocalypse and getting
your zombie
up in a nuclear explosion now.
We're so happy we did that
Friday
for you guys. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend.
If anybody has any ideas on hiding for the purge or the zombie apocalypse, let us know.
That'd be great.
If we're totally wrong about, you know,
anything,
nuclear blasts and explosions, hey, let me know.
It'd be nice to know if that mountain range would actually shield us from a blast in Seattle. It's not going to be here. It's going to be in Seattle.
I think it goes for so far. It wouldn't kill us on impact, but the radiation would kill us quickly. I believe. I could be wrong.
I hope you're wrong, because I really don't think our little town of Wenatchee is going to be the target of a nuclear blast.
No, it wouldn't. It'll be Seattle.
Yes. So hopefully it's on a weekend, so Thor's home.
Yeah. The other thing that would happen would be the massive earthquake that would happen in Seattle.
Also a tsunami.
Yeah. Oh, and tsunami.
Because both those things are supposed to happen like any day.
Yeah. So we would be shielded from that.
From the tsunami. And the earthquake,
And the earthquake, most likely.
Did you feel the big guy in 2001?
I don't remember.
Gosh. I was working when that one went off, and I was only 12 miles from the point of impact of that thing, whatever that thing's called. Yeah, oh my gosh, I felt that one hard. I was working with my little kids. I was a preschool teacher. And my teacher's aide. because I had 27 kids. Yep. Just went to go get the snack, and then the room started shaking, and I didn't know what to do other than I just started grabbing kids and throwing them under tables. Like, literally, it was like bowling with little 5-year-olds.
Oh, my gosh.
If you can picture that. And then a few of them, I couldn't even find room on a table, so I ended up just throwing them under me and laying on them.
Oh, my gosh. I remember having an earthquake here, but it was very slight. Mm-hmm. I was at work, and we felt the building shake a tiny bit, but that was it.
Any aunt's on a fault.
Is it?
Yes. And so anybody that lives close to there will feel it majorly, and it's about 3 to 4 a year.
Okay.
And most of the time, I felt them a couple times, and I've never actually thought anything of it until like maybe the 3rd or 4th time.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I think that was an earthquake. Because I saw the picture swaying on the wall. And then I swear to God, I saw the wall actually move.
Oh, wow.
A little bit. But it's nothing huge, obviously.
Yeah.
But supposedly one day it will be. One day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well,
all right.
We're going to get ready to go see one of our besties.
Yeah, we're going to go see Aaron. So everybody have an awesome weekend. And hope that this isn't too morbid.
I mean, last week we discussed swear words.
That was fun.
I really enjoyed that, actually.
That was super fun.
Yeah, I could talk about those 7 dirty words a lot.
I haven't got any comments, so.
And we haven't been kicked off yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we're still here.
There's so many pros here. All right, you guys. Until next week, enjoy.
Enjoy and have a great weekend.
Love you.